The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning once again. It's Thursday, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, which is where we are. And of course, for those of you that don't have this little device in your hot little hand, you take the cap off and there it is. There's that little acupressure point. We're going to hold it up to the screen there for those of you who have never seen this device before. It's by Good Health Naturally Products. The Health Point machine is being offered 20% off right now at the Power Mall. We have a limited number in stock. When they're gone, they're gone. This is a device here that could make you the master of acupressure, allowing you to locate and stimulate acupuncture points accurately. It provides all the benefits of acupressure without the needles, like you get in acupuncture. Now, I've done both. Obviously, you have to go to somebody that's qualified that knows Chinese medicine to get acupuncture done. This comes with instructions. This is a microcurrent stimulator. Your body is frequency, thus it puts the frequencies back into your body where they're needed or lacking. It stimulates your body's own healing system. All you basically have to do is on the back side of the device, as I'm holding up here, for those of you watching us on live stream, which you can do at thepowerhour.com, you'll notice there's a metal plate here. Right. Once you turn the machine on, which is this on off switch right here, I'll hold it up to the screen so you can see on and off there. Right. Once you turn this device on and you touch your finger to the back of the plate. Right. And you hold that with your hand and then you zoom around in your hand or wherever it hurts you and wait for the high pitched squeal. And when you hear that, it means that you found a pressure point. You simply turn around and hit this little button on the front. That's the button that treats it, and it starts putting frequencies back in your body. Runs on a 9-volt battery. I mean, seriously, and not only that, but we've got all the training videos, the manual, everything you need to know on the Health Point kit and how to use it. Obviously, this one's mine. I'm not sharing. I like mine too much. Anyway, but that's 20% off now. For a limited time, because, you know, when they're gone, they're gone. What I'm saying. Otherwise, this is Good Health Naturally makes it, and we're offering 10% off all the other products, but 20 off the Health Point machine. Don't wait until they're gone and go, oh, I should have gotten one. Those who have them, love them. 20% off of my books at the Power Mall. 10% off Strauss Natural Products. We have the 3.4 fluid ounces in our inventory here. Strauss Cardio, Kidney, Prostate, and Bladder. And anyway, these are all drop shipped. But we sell them right here and they're drop shipped by Strauss directly. We have the Winter Wellness Bundle offer. Silver lozenges times two, vitamin C, vitamin D for $53, normally $70.90. And because of the fact that Jay talked about silver gel, 24 part per million, and Optivita silver liquid, 10 part per million, on the Jay's Corner last time, you get 15% off those two products at the Power Mall to add to the Winter Wellness Bundle. In addition to that, she also talked about Colestamine, Black Seed Plus Capsules, Oil of Black Seed, Willard Water Aloe Gel 16 ounce, and the Spray Accessory Kit, of course, for the silver liquid. All those are 15% off as well. For those of you that have DuraFlow, we have the water filters and the aqua pails now back in stock. For anybody that needs to put in a prayer request or go jump on the forum to chat with others about show topics, news, and more, You go to thepowerhour.com when you have internet. If you have it, click the community tab and you're right there where you need to be. Of course, now, if you don't have the Power Hour on your local radio station and you're listening by some other means, reach out to the local station, let them know, put them in touch with us, support@thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we appreciate your donations. That keeps us on the air. Need them. Makes it functional. Thepowerhour.com. Support us. You can get there that way. You can call Jay when the Power Hour opens in 55 minutes, the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. You can also snail mail us a check at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Like I said, donations are appreciated if you like the show that much. Or you can buy from the Power Mall, too. That helps. Well, we could not find Colonel retired John Mills yesterday, so we did find him eventually. He's going to be on this morning, allegedly, at 8:30. So we're talking about Hamas attacks in Israel, the new phase of war. We're going to move right into the world news as a result of it. The U.S. has deployed those 2,000 troops in the Middle East. Now the question is, can it avoid a commitment trap? Stability of the region is at risk. Iran could get involved. If we do anything to Iran, Russia will get involved. Now, and of course, Syria, Lebanon, everybody else will get involved. Then we have World War III. We got everybody's looking at Armageddon in the Middle East. We don't know that yet. Don't be swayed by wars and rumors of wars. Oh, my. We stick our nose into places to be world cop. Yeah, we support Israel. Don't you think? I mean, Israel's got the nukes. Don't you think they can defend themselves? Why do we need to make such a big deal on both sides of the line here? They've got a war that they've been fighting for a long time. And now we're sticking our nose in it. Okay, well, we'll ask retired Colonel John Mills this and many other questions when we get him on the show later. So I'm not going to dwell on that topic anymore. For those of you who have been paying attention to Hurricane Otis, he has ripped through Acapulco. Communications to the city have been severed. It's a powerful Category 5 storm. Now, what's interesting about Otis, and this, you know, the climate guys are going to be screaming bloody murder. You see, the oceans are warming up. Well, I hate to say it, but because of El Nino and the oceans warming up, this is something that the Earth does every so often. We don't know what the damage is and how much of a trail of destruction there was. Too early to tell at this point. People can't communicate with anybody in the city. This thing went from a tropical storm to a Category 5 in 12 hours over the warm waters in the Pacific. And boom, it hit Acapulco. So those of you planning a vacation there, yeah, you might want to rethink your plans. Hotel that you're planning on staying at might not be there. Now, the illegal immigration and multiculturalism apparently has got Europe countries a little bit in a tizzy. The United Kingdom appears to be following in France's footsteps because, as you know, what France has done, it's vowed to eject foreigners who whip up anti-Semitism in the wake of the massive terror attack. So Robert Jenrick, a conservative member of the UK Parliament and government minister, cited people who glorified terrorism and terror group Hamas, even in cases where the law wasn't being broken, are potential targets for deportation. So if you're there and you're a troublemaker, you're not going to be there long. Germany also, their chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has admitted that too many people are coming into the country illegally and vowed to begin deportations on large scale as the country is facing a record number of illegals. You know, when you open the doors, this is what you get. You literally, you know, it's part of this World Economic Forum garbage. Now the countries are realizing, I think we just created a crisis for ourselves, duh. Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, are investigating whether U.S. taxpayer-funded humanitarian aid is helping Hamas. And, of course, in the Senate, Marsha Blackburn is ramping up her fight against Biden's request for more American taxpayer aid to Gaza, which she argues will benefit Hamas, according to Breitbart. The U.S. is once again poised to enable terrorism against our greatest ally in the Middle East with up to $9 billion in alleged humanitarian aid. This is coming out of Blackburn's office now, right? $9 billion? that's our taxpayer dollars. Going right out the door. And we don't know where they're going. See, this is what I mean about funding both sides of the war. And, of course, people are condemning the United States because they're not doing anything to help the people in Gaza. The Palestinians over there, they're not part of Hamas. Well, not all of them. Some of them are. Some of them are just, you know, trying to live life. And after, you know, cutting off their electricity, their food, and their water, and the hospitals are running out of fuel, the hospitals will become dysfunctional in short order, if not already. So, you know, we're being criticized for that. Police in China have rescued more than 1,000 cats from being slaughtered and sold as pork or mutton. Yep, that's right. Acting on a tip from animal welfare activists, police intercepted the truck that was carrying the felines in Zhangjiang. The cats were moved to a shelter, according to a report in the paper there. The rescue uncovered an illicit trade of cat meat and raised fresh concerns about food safety. Yeah.
Kitty, kitty.
Yeah. Hello, kitty. Yeah. No, it's not that. 1,000 cats, feline meat. Imagine that. It's worse than Bill Gates' fate meat, which Italy has rejected. Before we move on to you snooze and talk to you about now how the House can get back to work blowing more of our taxpayer dollars, Joe in Arkansas, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I've got some information I think you might find interesting. I've got a friend who's very interested in politics that I text with a lot, and she said that she had heard that some of the people in our government have dual citizenship. So I thought I'd see what I could find out about that. So I went to my brave search engine and put in congressmen, senators, dual citizenship. And up popped a website called conservative-headlines.org, which had a list of 13 senators and 27 congressmen with dual U.S.-Israeli citizenship. So that might explain something of why our Congress feels they absolutely have to support Israel. And personally,
would you,
I will never...
Joe, would you, do you have that list in front of you?
No. But like I say, you can go to conservative-headlines.org.
All right,
and
let me write that
down.
Most
of them, as I recall, were Democrats, but there were a few Republicans, too.
Conservative-headlines.org. All right, I'm making a note of it because I will bring that list up and we'll talk about it on the air. Anything else in your mind?
Yeah. I remember that George Washington warned strongly against foreign interference on our government. And personally, I think there ought to be a constitutional amendment that anybody that's in elected office in our government can't be a citizen of the United States and another country both. They have to be just an American citizen.
Makes sense. I thought that was the case.
Okay.
I thought they had to be U.S. citizens. But whatever. I mean, they found a way around it, found a loophole, did they?
Apparently, no. I can't recall that there's a constitutional amendment or any law that says otherwise.
Okay. Well, good information. There you have it, folks. Conservative-headlines.org. You can go look this up for yourself. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks so much for your input there this morning. Mike Johnson, by the way, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, he's a Republican rep from Louisiana. He has officially been elected Speaker of the House, clearing the way for the chamber to reopen after 22 days of enforced idleness since McCarthy was ousted. 22 days of paralysis, according to the media. Like I said, now they can get back to work, blowing out more of our taxpayer dollars. Yep. And of course, you know, the Democrats and especially the squad has gone ballistic. They're in total meltdown over the fact that he's going to push for a resolution condemning Hamas and supporting Israel. Mr. Johnson claims to be a constitutional attorney, yet he was quoted as using the term democracy. So I don't think anything is going to change. significantly in the House. There is a person of interest roaming the countryside up in Lewiston and Lisbon, Maine. That's north of Portland, being sought in connection with last night's multiple location shootings. The guy is identified as Robert Card, according to police. CNN is reporting, of course, they're going to try to jump all over this because they're anti-gun, they're gun control. Card is a certified firearms instructor and a member of the U.S. Army Reserves. According to police, he's got a mental problem. So what does he do in Lewiston, Maine? Goes into a bowling alley with an automatic, well, not an automatic weapon, semi-automatic, we are assuming. If he had an automatic weapon, I'd be surprised. But he apparently unloaded that thing and kept firing, brought in enough ammo to take out 22 people, at least wounding dozens, at least 30 or more people injured. Spare Time Recreation and Shemengi's Bar and Grill. That's what the Sun Journal up there in Portland is reporting, the two locations he shot up. They found his car outside near the Lisbon dock, boat dock, and he's on the loose. He's armed and dangerous, and they basically ordered all of the Lewiston residents to shelter in place. Doors locked. The guy, don't confront him. Police, I mean, there's a serious manhunt out for this guy, Robert Card. As the old saying goes, you're a card, but you could be dealt with. Arr. Yeah, I know, that's not funny. But see, all the gun control nuts came out of everywhere. Yep, Shannon Watts, everybody, before they even knew the facts, Gavin Newsom, before they even knew the facts, they're out there, blah, blah, you know, more gun control up there. This wouldn't happen if, the guy, they didn't even know the guy was a licensed firearm. You see, you give these people an open door anywhere, and they're all about taking away everybody's guns. Well, you know, because he's armed and dangerous, think about that now. When you get what is known as an A&D, that stands for armed and dangerous, put out on you, sometimes they know that the guy is a peace-loving citizen. They'll still say he's armed and dangerous. What that basically amounts to is a shoot-to-kill order. Yeah, they want him gone. So I would imagine, since they've declared this guy A and D, that the cops are going to take him out. And he may end up shooting more people before it happens. So that's why they've got all of Lewiston, Maine on lockdown right now. The guy may not even be there. He may have changed vehicles and gone somewhere else. He may not have as much of a mental problem as you think. He may be one of those people, and we don't know yet, because nobody's talked to him. He may be one of those people that's part of that 25% that feel like political violence is in order. I mean, we don't know, do we? And if they kill him, we'll never know, right? But the gun control nuts, boy, they have to have an excuse to take away your gun just because of something he did. Okay. Moving on to the Trump scene. A New York judge, Arthur Engoron, has ordered President Trump to take the witness stand yesterday, questioning him about an alleged gag order violation. And of course, Trump denied that he did anything. The judge didn't believe him and fined him $10,000 after he returned to his seat, remarking the punishment was on the liberal side. Huh. Well, that's bias, folks. Total bias. So Trump, of course, has called the judge a Democrat operative who should be disbarred, had criticized his clerk on social media, leading the judge to place a gag order on him on October 3rd, according to the AP. And after a lengthy review, a DOJ watchdog has found that former President Trump did not improperly influence the FBI's decision to keep its headquarters in downtown D.C. rather than move it to the suburban locations in Maryland or Virginia. In the meantime, the Biden campaign is breaking with tradition and has no plans to file to be on the Democratic primary ballot in New Hampshire in 24. This according to his campaign. Because he's going to skip it, it would make him the first sitting president to do so since Lyndon Baines Johnson. Kick off your boots and get into bed and we'll talk about it. Lady Bird, beautify yourself. Yeah. Longtime DeSantis ally flips to Trump over the Israel issue. Florida State Representative who has backed Governor DeSantis flipped his support to President Trump, citing the former commander-in-chief's record on Israel amid the conflict with Hamas. This is Representative Randy Fine writing on X, formerly known as Twitter. So basically, he has published an opinion article and further alleging the Florida governor said almost nothing amid what he claimed was a rise in anti-Semitism in the Sunshine State since the Middle East conflict erupted earlier this month. He also claimed he was jumped by a Nazi in Florida 2 weeks ago, which he said was captured on video. Okay, Representative Randy Fine. Until somebody finds out otherwise, we'll take your word for it. Meanwhile, Mark Meadows, remember this? We talked about him yesterday about this immunity deal. Huh, he's denying that happened. He's denying an immunity deal with Jack Smith, the prosecutor up in D.C., to flip on Trump. Of course, he made that statement through his attorney to CBS News and to The Independent. This all stems from a story, of course, run by ABC News that cited anonymous sources and broadly claimed Mr. Meadows had agreed to testify under oath and didn't believe some of President Trump's claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Okay. In particular, this is where, you know, you catch these people in a lie. In particular, Mr. Meadows was supposed to have admitted to members of Mr. Smith's team. I'm talking about Jack Smith here, the one that former President Trump called deranged lunatic. Mr. Smith's team supposedly admitted to them that he wasn't convinced about the veracity of some of the statements he made in his memoir, The Chief's Chief, which claims the election was stolen and rigged with the help of allies in the liberal media who ignored evidence of fraud. You see, like I said, they'll do anything they can to bait the situation and make Trump look bad. They got a real bone to pick with him. They hate him. Michael Cohen, of course, Donald Trump's former lawyer and longtime, quote, fixer, confronted his ex-boss face-to-face for the second time yesterday as he resumed his testimony in the former president's New York civil fraud trial. Of course, what did the defense team do? Attempted to make Cohen look not credible, try to impeach him. And of course, now the trial is proceeding because the judge has already found him liable. That's Trump, including falsification of records, conspiracy, and insurance fraud. Meanwhile, Representative Jamal Bowman, remember that congressperson that falsely pulled the fire alarm during the government shutdown talks? Well, he turned himself into the D.C. Attorney General after he heard that they had it out for him. And he's expected to provide an apology to U.S. Capitol Police and pay a $1,000 fine. And as Dr. Evil would say from Austin Powers, boo, frickety who? Like, that's going to matter. He did it. And they caught him red-handed, and then he fabricated and said, oh, emergency exit only pushed to open and pulled the lever next to the door. Uh-huh. They got him on video, folks. So, yeah, he's going to show up in Superior Court for the District of Columbia today for his booking on one misdemeanor count. And, of course, he's already been talking to the D.C. Attorney General, so he's not going to have to spend any time in the D.C. gulag, even though jail time could be warranted. That's not likely to happen. Only those for J6. Those are the only ones going to spend any time there. And speaking of prison, we have one prison guard. Are you ready for this? This guy named Gregory Rodriguez, a guard at the Central California Women's Facility, ordered a 30-year-old woman in his custody to come to a hearing room at the prison. He told her there were no cameras in the room, prison investigators allege, and gave her a choice. She could have sex with him or get a write-up for rules violation, risking a lengthened prison term, revoking privileges, and, of course, 30 days in the hole. Yep. So he proceeded to rape her, according to investigators, and would go on to assault her on at least five more occasions. 96 sexual abuse charges on what these women say is a serial rapist over the last decade. Well, the former officer, of course, pleaded not guilty and is now in jail awaiting trial. In the meantime, go back to the phone lines. George in Canada. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, good morning. There's an old adage they have in mystery novels, the butler did it. And anytime you see a big event happen in the world, you just got to go straight away to the government did it. And until you eliminate them as a suspect or culprit, you're really sniffing up the wrong tree. Gun control, September the 1st, the Israeli government disarmed all the people at the frontier. They collected their M16s. September the 10th, local councils went to the army feeling something's going to happen, and they asked, should we cancel our festivities? The army said no. Then the army was moved out of the area. That's a good time to head for the hills. There's a lot of tricks in the world. They repeat themselves over and over again. Maxwell Smart was always good for that. That's the first, second, third, 12th time I've fallen for this trick, this whatever period of time. There's a little segue in American history that illustrates this trick. It was called the Mountain Meadows Massacre. Christian pioneers were going through Utah. They ran into trouble. They asked the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for help, and they didn't exactly receive help. They were disarmed and, under promise of escort through Indian territory, attacked, and many alleged that Mormons were dressed up as Indians to kill them. They slaughtered everyone, man, woman, and child, except for the very, very young, and it happened on September 11th of all days, 1857. So that's one of the oldest tricks in the books, and maybe they even used it from another period of time long before that. But we have no idea who was dressed up as who to be a jumping jihadi, but the individual who was talking about the disarmament and what happened at the frontier was in the Israeli army. He did serve there. And there's no way in hell a grasshopper is jumping against that wall without it setting off the alarms and getting the appropriate response. And even with all the soldiers gone, it only takes 5 minutes to get the helicopter gunship going and get it on site and blow all them suckers away. But I always use hillbilly logic. You don't shoot your own dog.
Makes sense. We appreciate that. Thanks, George, for the update. Brady in Vegas, go ahead. You're on. Morning.
Morning, Dean Bob. You were talking about the dual citizenship.
Can you hear me okay? I can, but the break music just started. Can you hang on?
Yes, sir.
We'll take your call after the break. 28 minutes after the hour right now, got some important messages from the Power Hour and Power Mall, respectively, which opens up in about 32 minutes from now. So you can go get yourself one of these health point machines. Man, I love this thing. Anyway. We'll be back. Stay with us.
CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we move into the economy and business section, what's going on in your wallet? What's in your wallet? Most people, nothing or limited budget. But, well, we'll go back to the phone lines and talk to Brady, finish our conversation there before we move along. Go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, Dave, I see you were talking about one of your guys called in a little earlier talking about that most of Joe Biden's cabinet members and all of his people underneath him are all have dual citizenship with the Jews. But the biggest problem is we got Anthony Blinken sitting on the Israeli Defense Council. I'm pretty sure that unconstitutional General McGregor brought that up yesterday. How can you have a guy sitting on an Israeli Defense Council then saying, we're going to send two of our carrier ships over there, 10,000 of our troops, because a couple guys on paragliders and motorcycles breached a steel fence into Israel. That's going to be the start of the war because of the failed effort in Ukraine. You got to remember, these people like Blinken, John Kerry, Victoria Nuland, John Kirby, Jake Sullivan, Lindsey Graham, John McCain are all dual citizenship Jews that have been trying to take the Ukraine since 2014. The Maidan massacre was the start of the Russian war, not about a year and a half ago. That war with Russia started in 2014, and all the people in politics have covered it up for 10 years. We've been training with those Ukrainian troops there for many, many years over in Poland, Germany, but all their training for those Ukro-Nazis that you call the supposed good guys, they're not the good guys. They're like the World War II Nazis of the Waffen, of the Germany, of under Hitler, that our grandparents fought against.
Yeah, Brady, I have the I went to conservative-headlines.org, and I have the list of people that are dual Israeli citizens. I had to actually do a search for it, but yes, it popped up. It was, believe it or not, a March 21st, 2018 article. Now, you're going, whoa, wait a minute. And of course, when I read you these names, you're going to clearly understand why this is so. In the U.S. Senate, Richard Blumenthal, Barbara Boxer, Benjamin Cardin, Dianne Feinstein, Al Franken, Herb Kohl, Frank Lautenberg, Joseph Lieberman, Carl Levin, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Ron Wyden, Michael Bennett. Two of them are independents. All the rest are Democrats. In the House of Representatives, all right, all Democrats, Gary Ackerman, Shelley Berkley, Howard Berman, Eric Cantor. Now, that's the only Republican that I've seen so far from Virginia. David Cicilline, Stephen Cohen, Susan Davis, Ted Deutsch, Elliot Engel, Bob Filner, Barney Frank, Gabrielle Giffords, Jane Harman, Steve Israel, Sander Levin, Anita Lowy, or Lowy, Jerry Nadler. There's a name everybody knows. Jared Polis. There's a name most people in Colorado know. Steve Rothman, Jan Schakowsky, Allison Schwartz, Adam Schiff, Brad Sherman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Well, you can expect that. Henry Waxman, Anthony Weiner, and John Yarmuth from Kentucky. All Democrats except for one, from Eric Cantor from Virginia. Now, they are not, you know, some of them are no longer with us, but they at one time when they were serving held dual Israeli citizenship. They're not the only one. In the Obama administration, you had Jack Lew, David Plouffe, Danielle Boren, Gary Gensler, Dan Shapiro, Gene Sperling, Mary Shapiro, Stephen Simon, and Eric Lynn. They either had some sort of policy advisory position with the Obama administration or were involved with the Treasury or the CFTC. So, and then of course, Shapiro was ambassador to Israel. And of course, you know, let's not forget Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod, Elena Kagan, that name ring a bell, Lawrence Summers, Peter Orszag, Mona Sutphen, James B. Steinberg, Dennis Ross, Ron Klain, Jared Bernstein, thought I got to tell you these things, Susan Scher, Lee Feinstein, and Mara Rudman. You know, we could just keep on going on and on and on. You know, I mean, this is how they've infiltrated our government. Best Congress money can buy, huh?
Jeez, that's horrible, Dave. I mean, you could probably go, we should ring a bell every time you say a name. You know, ding, ding, Jew. You know,
what
thing
did you
is,
do? Brady, what did you do? Did you do that? See, now I'm talking like Woody Allen again in Annie Hall. Remember that? Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Brady. Sorry, yeah, you got me started, buddy. You got me started. All right. Have yourself a quality day, and thanks for shopping at the Power Mall, by the way. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to recommend two DVDs, or I'm sure you could probably just find them on the net that you could watch them on the net. One of them is Life in Occupied Palestine. I heard this, Anna Baltzer is the one that's doing the video, and she's with the International Women's Peace Service, and I'm not sure what year this came out, but it was more than 10 years ago. And she lived in the West Bank for a time, quite, you know, at least a year, I believe, but I think a lot more than that. But she talks about how the Israelis just make their lives miserable over there. Like in the West Bank, there's just look like, I know there look like there is more than 30 internal checkpoints to keep them from traveling from village to village, you know, or just harass them. So it takes them a lot longer to go someplace than they need to. And so, like one day she talked about how they wouldn't let any men through of a certain age. They'd let the women and children through and older people, but it's just, and they let the, they steal their land. It was sometime after they got that wall up, and instead of putting the wall on the border, they put it on the Palestinian land, and that way they confiscated more of their land. Where these right. people can't even, and it's, but anyway, this is called Life in Occupied Palestine, and
okay.
Anna Baltzer, Baltzer, and the
yes,
other
she
one
was,
is,
she was a past guest on our show, by the way, Sherry.
Oh,
discussing
I,
that
I don't
very
remember.
Discussing that very documentary. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and the other one is from We Hold These Truths. .org, I believe, and it's Christian Zionism is the name of it.
All right. So. I'm writing this. We hold these truths.org. I'm writing this down, just like I did okay. with conservativeheadlines.org to look it up. I appreciate your input on that. I made a note of it. I'll go look it up. Folks, this is what you do. You do your homework. You do your research, and this makes you smarter. Now, you look at the entire scenario going on over there. Like I said, I'm going to try to wait to do a lot of commentary about this because I want to go after retired Colonel John Mills and find out what he knows. And I'm seriously going to ask him about these defense contractors and what happens when people leave the military and they retire. How many of them are working for the military industrial complex in some capacity, whether a consultant or otherwise? It just seems like the stuff never ends. We can't seem to stay out of a bloody war. This is a real problem with a lot of people. They just want to be left at peace. And you've got all these illegal immigrants. Some of them have a real axe to grind with Americans. Death to America. Those types, right? And they're flooding into our country. We call them gotaways. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. They haven't started it yet. But you push the right button and get enough people upset, and then you start seeing the end result. And it'll happen in the major city because that's where they can scare the most people at once. Mark my words. We stick our nose too far into this thing, and Iran gets involved, and Russia gets involved, and you will start seeing real issues in America. You will. You'll start seeing them. It's just a matter of time before somebody's powder keg goes off. I mean, look what happened up in Lewiston, Maine. We don't know why he did it. But some guy just went and shot up a bowling alley, for crying out loud, and a bar and grill out of nowhere. 30 people dead, or 22 people dead, 30 some odd injured. Wow. I mean, what set him off? You know, is it not one of those Manchurian candidate type things? Somebody getting his head? Motivate him with a frequency? I mean, God, we don't know. Don't start assuming things until, you know, one or the other. They're either going to find him dead, they're going to kill him, or they're going to extract him and they're going to get information out of him that may be useful or useless. We don't know. Guy's a U.S. Army reservist, according to what the news reports are indicating. Moving along to the economy, because a lot of people are more concerned with that than they are about this nonsense going on overseas or in D.C. They got their own lives to lead. If you're one of them, this news is for you. For those of you that were thinking about buying a Ford vehicle, well, guess what? The United Auto Workers Union has announced a tentative agreement with Ford late yesterday, securing massive wage hikes for auto workers and a right to strike whenever the automaker closes a plant. Late Wednesday evening, UAW officials announced it. So auto workers are going to go back to their jobs at Ford, while the deal makes its way through the ratification process. So Ford is back on track. They have to ratify it, of course. The members have to vote, right? But the thing is that it's cost the automakers lots of money, and they're going to pass that on to you, the consumer. So when you buy one of these, found on road, dead, fixer, repair, daily, whatever the acronym that people like to use for Ford so eloquently, I've heard everything. That's the way it is, right? That's the way it is. Got to do my Cronkite there. New home sales have surged higher, up 34% over the year. I can attest to that. I've seen it. So, but some markets actually have not done that well. A lot depends. In fact, I was having a conversation with my lovely wife about that yesterday, and she said not all the markets are behaving the same way. Some of them, people have been just selling to get out of there to relocate, and that's caused values to drop in certain neighborhoods. So even though new home sales rose 12.3% from the prior month to an annual rate of 759,000 in September, they have these figures down. It was far more than the 685,000 expected. Compared with a year ago, sales are up 33.9%. Yeah, we know everybody's relocating. They're trying to get the hell out of Dodge. Maybe that's why they're leaving. I don't know. Maybe if maybe it's all the Gen Zs that are moving into the major cities now because they want to be close to where the action is. Oh, and they got another guest coming. Do you remember we told you yesterday that the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, has announced that the Queer for Beers, Beer for Queers, is going to become the official sponsor as partnership with Anheuser-Busch, despite the beer facing significant months-long boycott over the decision to promote a transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney. UFC CEO Dana White said in a statement, "There are many reasons why I chose to go with AB and Bud Light. Most importantly, because I feel we're very aligned when it comes to our core values and what the UFC brand stands for. I'm looking forward to all of the incredible things we will do in the years ahead." Oh, yeah. Now you're facing a boycott. You got to watch it. People know you by, you know, what is it? You shall know them by their fruits, right? Google has been slapped, woke versus woke, with a $1.1 million verdict in a gender discrimination suit. They have been ordered to pay $1.1 million to Alku Rowe, a female executive at Google Cloud. Following a jury's verdict in a gender discrimination lawsuit, Rowe sued Google, claiming that not only was she paid less than her less experienced male counterparts, but that the leftist Silicon Valley company retaliated against her when she raised concerns and complained about it. This according to The Verge. Courtroom battle went on and went on and went on. The jury ended up siding with Roe. Wow. The feds, of course, have uncovered a $30 million Bitcoin laundering scheme in New York City. Yeah, FBI has uncovered a shadowy cash for Bitcoin scheme in the Big Apple. A group has been accused of laundering at least $30 million through a covert service aimed at helping crooks wash currency, cryptocurrency, that they steal. Yep, 404 Media reports that in New York City, a secretive group operated in the shadows running a sophisticated Bitcoin laundering ring. Their alleged operations were not the usual online transactions common in the crypto realm. Instead, they delved into the real world involving bags filled with cash, discreet meetings with crooks, and communicating via encrypted chat apps. Huh. Well, you see, everybody's trying to hide their money, and this is what you get. Remember, crypto is nothing but ether, okay? You know what ether is? Like a gas you breathe that makes you weird, makes you go to sleep. Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Can I share some wisdom from an old journalism teacher?
Sure. I like journalism. I had a great journalism teacher. Go ahead.
Okay. Something that the journalism teacher told me that really stuck with me all these years, and it's really served me well, is they said there's three different types of media in journalism. One is news reports. Two is news stories. And three is news coverage. And, you know, the teacher said, okay, so explain to me what you think it is. So everybody came up with all these answers. You know, it was nobody really knew, but there was a lot of theories. But it came out to be pretty simple. A news report is simply, here it is. This is exactly what happened. This is the truth, period. That's a news report. A news story is when somebody wasn't really there, but they want to get the news out, so they make some stuff up, right?
Huh. The scoop.
News coverage.
We got the scoop.
Yeah, news coverage is where it gets actually covered up. You've got a facade there of actually what happened. Kind of like remember Baghdad Bob? That would have been news coverage gone wrong, because Baghdad Bob was standing there saying, gee, there's no buildings blowing up or anything with fires going on behind him. So that was coverage. And using those three definitions through the years, it's really served me well to be able to figure out what's going on with the various media. Just a little wisdom I figured I'd pass on.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the clarification, Dustin. I like your journalist teacher, your journalism teacher. Yeah. Mike Browning was my journalism teacher back in college. Or is that high school? I don't know. It's been so long. I forget. It was high school. You know, and it's really funny because he asked everybody, and this is way back when, he asked everybody to please, here's some facts. He put them up on the board. And I want you to write a news story about it. He was trying to teach us, you know, because in print media, they talk about, and that's what most journalism teachers focus on, is print media. And they always do the pyramid. And the pyramid basically is, here's the headline, and then here's the key details, and then here's the secondary details, and then we're going to cover the rest of the story with more details and insight, et cetera, which this breaks down exactly what Dustin was just talking about. And so he was going through all the papers in class that were submitted, because we had to do this real quick and then hand them to the front. So he gets them, and he stops, and he's reading this. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And he goes, which one of you wrote for broadcast? And he had no idea. And my hand slowly went up. He goes, you're definitely not going to make it in print media. I said, yeah, because radio's immediate, Mike. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, newspaper, they got to wait. You know, they got to wait and wait for that ink to dry and crank it out and put it out on the street. So remember all those newspaper boys used to yell, extra, extra, read all about it. Hey, we got to have a way to sell papers, right? And now look at the ways of the newspapers. Wow, a lot of them have gone under. Amazing how that works. You know, but why? Same reason that retail is get out and put it out on the street. So remember all those newspaper boys used to yell, extra, extra, read all about it. Hey, we got to have a way to sell papers, right? And now look at the ways of the newspapers. Wow, a lot of them have gone under. Amazing how that works. You know, but why? Same reason that retail is brought me back. Remember all those newspaper boys used to yell, extra, extra, read all about it. Hey, we got to have a way to sell papers, right? And now look at the ways of the newspapers. Wow, a lot of them have gone under. Amazing how that works. You know, but why? Same reason that retail has brought me back up to speed on that, because it's been a while since we've had this conversation. that is, yeah, I mean, I love the way you guys are thinking outside the box here. This is good, because once you get past the news story, and, you know, I'm really sorry that we get a lot of whitewashed news being delivered to us. And if you look at the source and say, okay, how reliable is this? Is this just the other side of the coin pontificating propaganda at us to get us to believe some sort of rationale? Or was this somebody that was actually there on the scene, like Dustin was talking about, that actually said, here's the news. This is what happened. We covered it. It's right there. It's not. It's the truth. It's in front of your face. That's the sort of thing we're talking about here. How to differentiate. Anyway, more news, your phone calls after this important break here at the top of the hour on the Power Hour. Be right back.
In your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.